This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Soccer may be among the world's most international games, but when it comes to professional sports stateside, Major League Baseball holds the crown. With over a quarter of the current roster born outside of the U.S., English, Spanish, and Japanese spoken widely in bullpens, with players hailing from nearly 20 different countries, professional baseball is the UN of American pro sports. And as the sport becomes more international, one position is becoming crucial to running a successful team, the interpreter. Joining me to discuss the evolving role of interpreters in Major League Baseball is Eric Benson. His article for Grantland, Laughing With You, Darvish, profiles Kenji Nomura, the trilingual interpreter for the Texas Rangers. Eric Benson, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Virginia.
So Kenji Nomura has a fascinating background. How did he learn Japanese, English, and Spanish?
Well, Japanese is his first language. He was born near the city of Nagoya and grew up there until he was 11, then immigrated to the United States, where he had a hard time learning English. His father moved for business reasons to the Los Angeles area, and he struggled for 3 or 4 years in ESL classes, eventually had a girlfriend who was American, and that was kind of his great motivating factor to become fluent in English. And Spanish, he had taken Spanish in high school and then sort of fell in love with Spain, fell in love with a Basque woman in Spain, spent years in Spain, so then mastered Spanish as well.
So, as you say in your article, he is uncannily suited to the job. Beyond being trilingual, what makes him a great interpreter for baseball players?
Well, I think one thing about Kenji is that he's really thoughtful about language and culture, and his academic background is very much in this area. He studied Hispanic civilization. He was applying actually to become a PhD student in social linguistics at UCLA when he applied for his first baseball interpreting job. And so when you're dealing with players who are coming to a new country, a new culture, you know, he not only understands it from his own experience, from having been an immigrant to this country as well and having spent time in a third country, Spain, but he understands it from kind of an intellectual background. You know, he's also someone who knows the game, which is very important because baseball has its own language and baseball has its own culture and rules. And Kenji played baseball. Kenji was a baseball fan in Japan. And Kenji is also someone who's pretty discreet, which is important for being a baseball interpreter. You know, Yu Darvish is a huge celebrity in Japan. You know, he's somewhat of a star here. He's one of the best pitchers in the major leagues. But in Japan, he's a rock star. And there are a lot of people who want to know about Yu Darvish's personal life. And Kenji Nomura knows a lot about Yu Darvish's personal life. But part of his job is to make sure that he doesn't disclose those kind of things.
I see. So whereas Yu Darvish comes across as a little cocky, a little bit of a rock and roller attitude, you know, if we've seen pictures of cigarettes dangling out of his mouth while gambling, what would Kenji Nomura's role be in conveying that charisma without all of the stuff that people might find less charming?
Right. Well, I think, you know, in Yu's case in particular, he's funny. He sort of has kind of a sarcastic wit, which came through earlier in the spring, earlier this year, when he was asked about the contract for Masahiro Tanaka, the Yankees pitcher who was signed for over $150 million. Yu makes close to $60 million for his contract. So Tanaka's contract dwarfed his, and he was asked about it, and Darvish kind of joked that he thought Tanaka was getting paid too much. So in that case, that's a case where it's hard for a translator because he has to convey something in a different language that's essentially deadpan. And actually, in that case, it sounded like pretty much everyone there got it except for a couple people or one guy who then tweeted it out as a comment without humor. And people ran with it and said, oh, you know, Yu Darvish is making $60 million, yet he thinks he's underpaid. You know, what an ungrateful guy. But, yeah, I think conveying charisma is really, I think that's really the art of the interpreter's job. And it's really tough. It's not in some ways all that different from conveying passion in written language in a translation. I think the big difference is that there's so much of language that's not spoken. There's so much of someone who's a charismatic speaker conveys so much in the tone of voice and the way they speak. I mean, we can watch videos of famous charismatic people whose languages we don't understand and still get a lot of their appeal. So that is something that he doesn't have to worry about. But things like subtleties of humor are really where the job gets to be an art.
Eric Benson is with us. He's a magazine writer and wrote an article for Grantland that profiled a trilingual Major League Baseball interpreter named Kenji Nomura. How about the interpreter inside of the locker room in the bullpen, you know, where all of these jokes are probably flying around, all of these kind of insider statements? How does translating affect team camaraderie?
You know, it's really developed since the kind of the modern era of interpreters. And as more Japanese players have come in, I think teams have really seen the value in having an interpreter there to make the players' time easier, but not having an interpreter there to shield them from the rest of their teammates. So actually, one part of Kenji's job is essentially not getting in the way of you talking with his teammates, you know, facilitating it in the right times, but also allowing for that direct communication of you with other people on the team or you with his coaches and trainers and managers. So, you know, one thing that Kenji told me that was interesting on that is when he came to the Rangers, he told the coaches that whenever they spoke to you, he wanted them to make eye contact with you, mm-hmm. not with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very important that they were always speaking directly to you. And he would translate the words, but that the communication they were having wasn't with him, it was with the player. So I think there's a lot of that goes on in the clubhouse. He'll, you know, if Yu doesn't understand something, and he actually understands quite a bit of English. He doesn't really speak much English, but he understands some.
Well, and I'm sure it helps that Kenji speaks Spanish as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I heard Kenji speak Spanish much more in the clubhouse than I did Japanese, because he'd only be speaking to you, and you, when I was there, wasn't around all that much. But yeah, he seems to have a great rapport with the Hispanic players.
It was only a couple of years ago that fans never even saw the interpreter. Now you see him on the pitcher's mound between plays. Why has their role been elevated in recent years, do you think?
Well, I think there's been a number of factors. One, there are more Japanese players. I don't know. I think actually the peak of foreign-born players in the majors is now a few years ago. It's not significantly less now. It hasn't grown significantly every year since, you know, whenever that was, 2008. So there, you know, there's a greater visibility. I think there's a greater cognizance on the part of teams that it's really an important role. So it was actually in 2009. When interpreters were officially allowed in the dugout, although interpreters did come into the dugout before, they just weren't allowed to. They sort of hid from TV cameras and would talk if they were needed to for a conversation between a coach and a player. And yeah, and then in 2013, I think just bowing to the fact that there were more and more of these players, and there really isn't much of a good reason not to have them come out.
Has that transparency and inclusiveness in some ways of the interpreter changed how foreign-born players are perceived by fans?
You know, that's an interesting question. The moment when I got an idea for this story was in 2009 when I saw it was the Yankees had just won the World Series, and Hideki Matsui, the outfielder, Japanese outfielder, had just won the World Series MVP. And he was standing, he was doing his on-the-field interview afterwards with Fox. And Hideki doesn't speak English, really. So he had his interpreter there, a guy named Roger Kalon. And I thought Roger's answers conveyed so much personality and charisma that I thought, wow, is this how Hideki actually sounds in Japanese? Is this the personality that kind of we've been missing, or is this just Roger? And that question of where the personality of the interpreter took over, and how much of it was conveying the personality of the player, and you know, and how you can do something convey kind of simple answers, because the answers weren't particularly verbal. He was just kind of responding, yeah, you know, it's been a great time, but just the way Roger did it, I thought did convey a lot of personality. But I do think that it's really, it's hard, and you need a really good interpreter to do that. And really the better way, of course, is you know, some of these players are learning English, and I think it's tough to, there's always going to be a bit of a barrier with English-speaking fans until a player is able to speak to them directly, because an interpreter is always interpreting.
And for an interpreter, sounds like a dream job. I mean, I'm guessing you get paid fairly well. If you love baseball, you're right there on the front line. But Kenji Nomura told you that his job can be emotionally draining. How so?
Well, he's the one conduit in a lot of fields of life for these players. You know, Yu, when he's in Dallas, has, I think, a personal assistant and has friends who are Japanese speakers. But, you know, on the road, it's a lonely life for someone who's, you know, who doesn't speak the language of the rest of his teammates. So, yeah, I think you're dependent upon a lot, and that's difficult. And you also have to, you know, you have to convey a lot of the good and the bad. And if a player gets injured, like happened with the first guy Kenji interpreted for Takashi Saito, he got a close to season-ending elbow injury. And, you know, Kenji was the guy who accompanied him to the doctors, and Saito didn't really know it was wrong. He just felt something in his elbow, and Kenji was the one to break the bad news. So there's a lot of that being the middleman. But also, the baseball season's grueling. It's 162 games. There's long spring training before that. Pitchers and catchers report before that. So, you know, a guy like Kenji, he's, you know, 42-year-old guy with a family. He's away from Valentine's Day to Halloween, basically, if the Rangers do well. And, yeah, it's a lot of time on the road, a lot of hotels. And, you know, I think baseball's great, but after a while, it gets draining.
Well, Eric Benson, thank you for giving us a window into the world of the professional baseball interpreter. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You can find a link to magazine writer Eric Benson's article for Grantland, which is called Laughing with You, Darvish, at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.